Welcome to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I'm Ray Bohax from the Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. The government mandate for clean air has arrived at the farm. The modern diesel engine differs greatly from its predecessors that were devoid of any emission reduction systems. As of now, all new on-road and more powerful agricultural engines will have a host of emission control systems based upon the use of diesel exhaust fluid. The two pollutants from the engine's exhaust that the EPA is concerned with are oxides of nitrogen and particulate matter. DEF is employed to reduce oxides of nitrogen, while a diesel particulate filter placed in the exhaust controls particulate matter. When DEF is used on an engine, it is equipped with a system identified as SCR for selective catalytic reduction. DEF is a mixture of 32.5% automotive grade very pure urea and 67.5% deionized water, and also is very pure. DEF is produced under strict guidelines identified by the American Petroleum Institute. DEF allows the engine to function at higher and more optimal combustion temperatures while controlling the oxides of nitrogen as an after treatment. Most engine manufacturers have concluded that DEF is consumed at the rate of about 3-4% of the fuel used. Consuming 100 gallons of diesel fuel will use about 3-4 gallons of DEF. A sensor measures the amount of pollution and through a controller injects or doses the proper amount of diesel exhaust fluid. Under certain operating conditions, the amount of DEF being dosed will vary. For example, a tractor will use more DEF while pulling a chisel plow than when hooked to an empty grain wagon. At temperatures below 12 degrees Fahrenheit, DEF will freeze. For this reason, all SCR systems employ an integral heating system and temperature sensor to keep the DEF liquid while the engine is being operated. DEF labels have a date code so you know that you are not getting stale and thus less effective product. This is important if you buy DEF in quality. If DEF is spilled on the ground, it is environmentally safe, and when exposed to oxygen, will dry and leave behind a crystal-like substance.